And my ankle hurt, and I thought, oh, well, you just come down with the virus to see how it goes. So, I waited a couple of days, and it progressively got worse, and I was moved into the new house, and I was tired and exhausted, and day by day, the pain got worse, and it got worse, and it, just nothing was relieving it. I was taking Panadol and nothing. And one night, I was fast asleep, and the partner was away, and the dogs jumped up out of bed, and of course, me, naturally, I was scared half to death. I jumped out of bed, and I collapsed, because my ankles could no longer support me. The pain was so excruciating that I was crying and screaming, dragging my body across the floor to try and reach for a telephone, and so it makes me really upset. And I called my mum for help, and the ambulance came and took me to the hospital, and I was put on, some pain relief, and I was in a wheelchair at the time because my body just wasn't cooperating with me whatsoever. And I was got sent back home, and they gave me a lot of anti-inflammatories and a lot of Panadol 4. And for those of you who don't know the side effects of these, Panadol 4 can become very addictive, and not only that, it can affect your liver very badly. But the anti-inflammatories are worse off. They tell you to have them with food for a reason, because they create ulcers in one's stomach. And it's so bad that, unfortunately, my grandmother, for years, was on anti-inflammatories and, orally anti-inflammatories as well. And she developed ulcers in her body and eventually developed colon cancer and liver cancer, and I lost her in 2012 because of this. So, the effects of these drugs long-term are so horrible that, if you can avoid taking them, please do. Don't give them to your children, because there's a better way. And in progress of that, I started, I was out of my wheelchair and I was on crutches at home. And I put this on Facebook because, I was, having a good old whinge, feeling sorry for myself. And Pauline contacted me and she goes, honey, you need recovery. And I said, sir, what do you mean I need recovery? And I said, of course I need to recover. She goes, no darling, I'm with a company called 7.2 and we've got something that I think would definitely help you. And so I started doing my research, and I looked up on online, and I read about the company, and I read about the product. And I said, please tell me, how can I be a part of this? So Pauline contacted me, and so she got as well Damien on board, and he helped me on the way, and they got me on the product. And I was on the product for a week. And within a week, my fingers, my fingers could move, but previous to that, they were so painful that I couldn't even do the buttons of my pants up. I couldn't do my t-shirt on. I had swollen glands all over my body before that. When doctors used to touch them, I used to vomit, and they all went down, and my fingers got better. And then, within 10 days, I would say, my ankles were, like, new. And believe it or not, it was about 3 weeks after being on the product, I went for my first job in a long time, which I'd never thought I'd get doing because, the doctors that I said, that I saw in every hospital, they said, Anita, because of this virus that you've caught, it's giving your body reactive arthritis, and that's going to last, play with you for life. You're going to have to learn to live with this. And, being in the industry that I am, that ruins my career. If I can't train people, because I can't move, then I can't be what I, always wanted to be. And so I'm on this job thinking about all these things going through my mind, and I'm crying the entire way because I just can't believe it, that it's happened to me, and I'm running, and, it's just wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And I've got my whole family on board. And I was so thankful to hear about the cholesterol story just before. That's wonderful because my dad came home last week telling me that his was 8.4, which is huge. And he got told he was a ticking time bomb. So the first thing he got the other day was a bottle of Recovery and a bottle of green. So I said, honey, you're taking this to work. And my mum's on it as well. And she's got, she's type 2 diabetic. And her sugar levels have gone down as well. The other day we did a little experiment on her and, she took a glucose and she read 5.4, I think it was, and she took 3 recovery-related 5 minutes and she tested again and came back at 5.1, which is a big difference. So next time I'm definitely filming that and putting that on the website. I've got both grandparents on it as well. My granddad's got several different types of cancer and is currently going through some chemotherapy and he's also had pneumonia a few weeks back and he's actually, you know, he was up and about the other day. So, and he was bedridden from weeks prior to that. So it helps people, it really, really does, and I can't say enough good things about it. It's amazing. Thanks, Zach. Thanks, Julie.